How many tickles does it take to make a squid laugh?
I don't know how many.
That would be 10 tickles.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. Shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden with you, in an octopus's garden with you, in an octopus's garden with you.
That was Casper Baby Pants opening up the Children's Hour today with their version of Octopus's Garden. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone here at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a lot of great people. Who's here today?
Hi, it's Max.
Hello, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hello, this is Cade.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, my name's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Well, thank you all for being here out there in listener land here at the Outpost and on Zoom. Today on the show, we're going to learn about cephalopods, which are a group of creatures that have been around since before our planet even had trees. We're going to learn specifically about squid, which are ubiquitous in our oceans today. Ubiquitous is a word that means there's a lot of them and they're found everywhere. They're from a big family that includes octopuses, and our guest expert is a science educator who loves to teach about these color-changing, tentacled ocean residents. You can stay tuned and meet Sarah McAnulty from Skype a Scientist and learn about squid with us today on the Children's Hour. We have a learn-along guide that we've written for this episode, and it meets and cites national education standards. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode called Squid. There you'll also find lots of photos and other info and links. Stick with us for the Children's Hour. This is the Whiz Pops.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah.
abound. It helps me stay alive.
I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. For more eel comes, I'm elusive as a mirage. Yeah.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and our guest today is an American biologist. She's a science communicator. She studies squids and cephalopods and is an expert. She's also the founder of an organization called Skype a Scientist. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. Sarah McAnulty.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so glad you're here because really none of us know enough about squids. And I'm going to ask you the first question. Is it squid or squids?
Excellent question. So if you have a lot of one type of squid, that's going to be squid. That's like you've got a big group of all of the same species. Now, let's say you have a bunch of different types of squid. You've got big squid and little squid. You've got red squid and green squid. Those are squids. It's a lot like the same structure as people and peoples and fish and fishes. Lots of one type of fish, it's still fish. Lots of different fishes, it's fishes.
I understand now. Well, you're going to teach us about squids, multiple different kinds, as well as squid. And we have a lot to learn from you, being that we're from the desert and we don't see too many squids around here of any kind. Let's start with Evan.
How many tentacles do squids have?
Ooh, good question. This is something that really folks get confused about. So squid, they have 10 limbs total. Of those limbs, 8 of them are arms. Arms are pretty muscular. They're a little stretchy, but they're not super duper stretchy. And then in the center of those 8 arms, they have 2 tentacles. The difference between tentacles and arms is that tentacles are really, really rubbery. They can shoot out, grab prey, which is like their food, and then bring it back to their beak where they munch and they eat it. So 2 tentacles, 8 arms.
Wow. What makes a squid and not a fish?
Okay, so fish have skeletons, they have backbones, they have jaws, and squid have almost none of that. They don't have any bones inside of them at all. Some of them have a inside structure that's kind of like a shell, like a seashell, but inside their body, called a pen, but not all squid even have those anymore. Some of them have lost them over evolutionary time. So way, way, way back, the like great, 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 great grandmother of the squid had a shell on the outside of their body. They kind of look like a traffic cone. And then over time, they brought them inside and they have a little shell. So no bones. That's part of it. And instead of jaws, like many fish have, they have a beak.
A beak? Did you just say
a beak?
A beak like a bird?
It looks just like a parrot beak. Yeah. So they're usually brown. And those beaks are very, very sharp. They have a very little bit of venom in those beaks. But the venom doesn't hurt people, with the exception of one octopus. It mostly affects like crabs and shrimp and the things that they eat. But yeah, they have like, it looks just like a bird beak. It's unbelievable.
How many types of squid are there?
Ooh, there are about 300 different types of squid, and they're all like very different from each other. Some squid, so the smallest squid is about the size of my pinky fingernail. Those are the pygmy squid. They live in like around Australia and sort of like the Pacific Ocean around there. And then the biggest squid is the colossal squid. They're about the length of a big yellow school bus. And then there are some squid that live in super shallow water, like ankle depth water. And then some that live like 3 miles below the surface of the ocean. So there are about 300 types of squid, and they are incredibly diverse.
My guess is you haven't even found all the different types of squid there could be.
Totally. We're learning about new squid all the time.
What do squid eat?
So it totally depends on the type of squid we're talking about, because like I said, squid are so different from each other. So that also means that they generally eat different things. So the little squid can eat like itsy bitsy little shrimp, little like zooplankton, we call them. So itsy bitsy squid eat itsy bitsy little crustaceans, we call them. So that includes crabs and shrimp and that kind of thing. Big squid, like the colossal squid, eat what's called Antarctic toothfish and other fish that are pretty big. Big squid eat big fish.
We're talking with squid experts, Dr. Sarah McInulty, and she is also the founder of Skype, a scientist. We're going to learn more about that in just a minute, and we're going to keep learning about squid. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today's show comes with a learn-along guide. You can find it at childrenshour.org/squid, or just look for this episode, Squid. We'll be right back with a lot more.
With neon green and pulsing pink, blue, silver, and red, my shiny lights blink. Some squids are tiny, they'll fit in your hand. Some squids are giant, much bigger than man. I'm a cephalopod, and I move so fast. In a cloud of ink, I'll slip right past.
Pulse to the right, wave deep in the sea. It's got a cape and scary looking teeth. Firefly squids light up at night. They shine in the dark, blue and bright. The giant squid is monstrous in size. It's so huge you won't believe your eyes.
Whoa.
Flying squid jumps in the air. Then it's gone like it wasn't even there. The bobtail squid is the cutest little one.
Aww.
It glows in the dark while it's having fun. The whiplash squid whips its tentacles around. Watch out now or you'll be found. Save the squid.
Save the squid.
Save the squid.
Save the squid.
Pulse to the left, pulse to the right. Wave your tentacles and dance all night. Pulse to the left, pulse to the right. Wave your tentacles and dance all night.
Throw them in the air like you just don't care.
Save the squid.
Save the squid.
Save the squid.
Save the squid.
Bobtail squid got an idea and she ran with it. Made a big plan and she conquered it. That baby butterfly bobtail squid, baby butterfly bobtail squid, made a little scheme and she worked for it. Had a big dream and she flew with it. That baby butterfly bobtail squid. Baby butterfly bobtail squid had a bunch of friends in symbiosis, turning on the light or dimming it down. Everywhere she roams in the deep dark down, she shines even where the sun and moon don't show. She she can deal with it. Luminescent power, she's down with it. Baby butterfly bobtail squid, baby butterfly bobtail squid, you can be a part of the protectors. You can make a planet to care for the ocean with the baby butterfly bobtail squid. She shines.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions.